Hey, wake up. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to startle you. It's late. I can take over. No, it's fine. How did I know you were here? I have a puppy cam trained on our sweet girl here. I've been keeping an eye on both of you for hours. You fell asleep petting her, and she was asleep with her head on your lap until just a little while ago. Don't you have a girlfriend that's waiting to celebrate Valentine's Day with you? No? A boyfriend? No. Me? Nope. No boyfriend or girlfriend either. At least not the human kind. I have lots of dogs and cats, though, that are pretty fond of me. I'm trying valiantly to recover from a broken heart. Oh, you too, huh? Were you a good boy? Did you send your mom a Valentine's Day card? Oh, good. Me? Oh, absolutely. Yep, we gotta take care of our mamas. Here, scoot over. All right. I'll sit down here with you. We can watch our patient together for a little while. Tell me, Mr. Vet Sciences, what are your observations? Yes, she's stopped eating. She's been scratching incessantly at the bottom of her whelping box. Yes. Good boy. Nesting behaviors. Restlessness, lots of potty trips, some vomiting. Thanks for cleaning that up, by the way. You're a very good boy for doing that. Generally, what canine body temperature indicates imminent birth? Good for you. Again, good boy. You've been doing your homework. Yes, when it drops below 100 degrees. Nicely done. Have you taken her temperature lately? Why don't you make another potty trip with her? I'll go grab the thermometer from the exam room. Hey, is she back in her pen? Yeah, sorry it's taking so long. I needed to change the batteries. What do you have there? It's a training collar. Yep. They look fierce with the prongs. As you can see, though, they have rubber tips, so they don't pierce into the animal's neck. And yes, they serve a purpose and are effective when used properly. We typically don't use them here, though. Yeah, it must have been on one of the animals that was brought in. Wait, did you just put that on? Why? Because I called you a good boy when we were out in her pen. And you're not a good boy? Shit. Wait. You didn't ask permission for that kiss. Nor that. after your hands are all over me. Stop. No. No, I like it. I'm just wondering what it's leading to. You are obviously so hard. What? Are you difficult to train? Are you disobedient? Is that why you need that collar? Is that why you're a bad boy? Come here. I said, come here. Oh, I guess I'm going to need to drag you over here by your collar. Hey, did you just try to bite me? Well, that's not happening. Sit. I said sit. Here, on the exam table. There. That's a good boy. Now I'll pet you. I can stroke your hair. Nuzzle your ear. My goodness. Gee, you smell nice. Did you just whimper? Here. I'm gonna kiss you some more. Oh, stop, bad boy. Stop biting my lip, or I'll have to bite you back. When I get your shirt unbuttoned, you'll quickly learn where I'll bite. Now take it off. As a matter of fact, take everything off. You won't like the consequences if I have to ask twice. Let's just say I can make certain that the prongs on that training collar leave permanent marks. There's a good boy. Now, I'll finish petting you. Let me stroke down your shoulders and arms. Oh, feel me caress that beautiful, sweet cock. I love these nipples. I'm going to bite them as punishment for you biting me. Good boy. Stop growling, or I won't give your cock the attention you want. There. Let me make a trail of kisses down your sternum, across your stomach, and between your legs. Oh yeah, you're being such a good boy. Here now. Roll over. Lie down. I said roll over. and lie down. Roll onto your back and spread your legs so I can lick between them. If you don't do as you're told, I guess I'll need to demonstrate how that collar works. When I pull on it like this, the prongs poke into the soft tissue of your neck. When sufficient discomfort is achieved, the wearer stops resisting. Yes, just like that. Compliance releases tension, and the prongs no longer cause discomfort. Do you understand? Yes. There's my good boy. Now roll over and lay on your back. And spread those muscular thighs. I am going to rub your chest and belly with one hand while I pet your cock with the other. Does that feel good? I'm so glad. Now, these wet fingers, I'm going to loop over your cock. And stroke you gently up and down while you suck the fingers on my other hand. That's it. Moan for me, baby. Let me know what feels best. There. Kiss me. There. Do you like that? Yeah? Shall I suck your cock? I'm gonna make you come in my mouth. Open those knees. That's it. Let me lick and kiss from your puckered little ass all the way to your balls. I can feel them filling, and they're getting hard. So, tell me. Besides humans, Are there other members of the animal kingdom who engage in non-procreative sex? Oh, yes. Correct. Good boy. Yeah. Does that feel good? You taste so good. Now, specifically, what animals perform oral sex? Yes. What class? Mammalia? Halves? Oh, that's it. Reptilia? Or amphibia? Mammalia, correct. I'm getting so wet for you. I'm so turned on. No. Now. Mr. Vet Scientist. My precious, precious protege. Give me three examples. Three examples of mammals. Oh! Who participate in carnal fellatio or cunnilingus? No. You're not going to answer. Well, I guess I'll need to stop then. Until you can provide one. Are you begging me to continue? Then use your deductive reasoning. Primates. Yes. Wildcats? Ooh, good guess. Correct. What's that? You need a hint. For the third example. Well, I guess you've been such a good boy. Okay. Your hint? Ursidae. Bears, yes. Oh, you are such a smart boy. Now come for me. Something different. Oh, come here. Yeah. I'm going to fuck you. Yes, I'll take off the collar if you promise to behave. Here, sit up. All right. Now I'll help you down from the table. Oh, here. Let me hug you. Just one last lesson. Dorsal ventral. I want you to take me in that position. Yes, that's my good boy. I'm gonna bend over the table so you can fuck me from behind. A good boy. Now, I need you. I need you to fuck me. Oh, yeah. Yeah, here. Here. Oh. Gosh, you are such a good boy. Yeah. Here, let me clean your cock. Now kiss me. Oh, damn, that's so nice. Here, we need to get dressed. We need to check on our patient. Come on. I can help you with the buttons on your shirt. I took it off. I can certainly put it back on. There. Here, let me hug you. Grab the thermometer. Yep. I'll get the whelping kit. Come on. Oh. Oh, looks like we got here just in time. Do you remember how many puppies we saw on the ultrasound? And it looks like she's halfway there, and she's doing great. No. Here, come sit with me. Yep. Here in my arms. We can cuddle while we keep watch. Did you give her a name, our new mama here? Yeah? What have you been calling her? Savannah. That's the name of the street where she was picked up. And it's a perfect name. It suits her. Here, kiss me. Ooh. Remember, the puppy cam is on. So now, tell me, Mr. Vet Sciences, what are your observations?